If you would, turn in your Bibles to Matthew, the book of Matthew with me. Matthew chapter 28. Grand and marvelous chapter, isn't it? Often I'm asked, what exactly is this discipleship thing? And I thought, well, it's a good opportunity to begin to talk about it. So we're going to actually be doing kind of a little mini-series during offertory about what the discipleship is all about. We actually have what we would call, for lack of a better term, a manual. Our desire is not to make the manual the focus. Our desire is to make character focus and being like Christ the focus. What we desire to do is to, in some way, give you a goal to attain to. Paul says in Philippians chapter 3, as many of us as are perfect. That's a pretty interesting statement, isn't it? As many of us as are perfect. Let us keep walking in this manner. What he's talking about is the word mature. And there is a level of maturity that can be reached. God is calling us to grow up. I think it's one of the great themes of the book of 1 Corinthians. He's telling the Corinthians, look, I wish I could talk to you like grown-ups, but you're children. And one of the main problems that we see is that they're so concerned with who they know and who they're associated with that they can't grow themselves. And this has been a grave concern of mine. Another tremendous concern I have is what the seminaries are cranking out. And it's amazing to me that people will come out of seminaries not knowing the Bible. It's just uncanny to me. I'll ask them, well, what does this book mean? What does this book mean? What does this book mean? And one right after another have no idea. What are you studying? I mean, it is Scripture. It is the Word of God. And it's the Word of God that makes us complete, adequate, equipped for every good work. But most people, even though they might have a facsimile of understanding about what their doctrines are, have no idea where they get that concept from. If you were to ask them about the doctrine of soteriology, what are you talking about? And we talk about salvation. And do you know that you can lose your salvation, or can't you lose your salvation? Well, we don't know. Well, what does Scripture say? Well, we don't know. Why don't you know? Know what you believe. Be grounded in the Word of God. So the discipleship program, if I can use that word, which is really a misnomer, is for the purpose of maturing the saints. Matthew tells us in chapter 28, verse 19, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them. So we understand there's a lot of teaching, isn't it? Teaching them to observe all that I command you. We are teaching them the doctrines of the truths of Jesus. What does Christ believe in? Who are we following? What does that mean? So we are getting in the Word of God and finding out what He desires to show us. Until we all, according to Ephesians chapter 4, attain to the maturity of Jesus Christ. Paul writes in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 2, that we're to teach faithful men who will be able to teach others also. So what we're also looking for is a faithfulness or a fidelity not only to Christ but to the body of Christ. And as we begin to see that, then we begin to invest our time, as Scripture tells us to those that really has nothing to do with liking a person or not. We should be loving one another. But it has everything to do with, is this person genuinely hungry? Are they genuinely searching? And we begin to see somebody that's genuinely hungry and searching, then we begin to invest our time in those individuals and begin to go through Scripture. One of the things that we do is we just have, and James, how far are you? You're almost, have you finished the New Testament?
Yes.
Finished the New Testament. And you're in the Minor Prophets in the Old Testament.
Yeah, I got about five or six books left.
Right, so. And Amos probably one of them. What we encourage the young men to do is to be able to walk through the Bible, not just give us what the books are, but give us what those books mean. Why were they written? What was the purpose of these books? What do these books mean to you? And we understand that if all Scripture is inspired by God, that all Scripture is necessary and profitable. And I have found that many times the most obscure books are the most necessary in my life. The ones that we tend to dodge. Everybody has their favorites, and they know something about those. But we believe that God wants us to know everything in that Word. Now, we're not going to ultimately memorize everything, but God desires us to have a working knowledge of His Word so that we might be ready to give an answer of the hope of every man to every man. Because we've made Jesus Christ Lord of our lives. And really, making Him Lord is a desire to know what He says about things. Jesus says, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and you don't do what I say?" So we're not only looking for people to understand what the Word of God is saying, but are actually practicing the things that it says. All of these things are a part of the discipleship. We will encourage people to go out and evangelize, not necessarily in our particular way, because we believe that God has called each person in a different way. And each person will have a unique way of sharing Christ. We believe your testimony is at the hub of that. That is to say that you have a personal relationship with Christ. You need to share that personal relationship with Christ. Jesus says as He was getting ready to leave in Acts chapter 1, "You shall be my witnesses." And Acts reminds us that it was the disciples in Acts chapter 11, it was the disciples that was first called Christians at Antioch. The disciples were first called Christians. We actually think, well, you become a Christian, then you become a disciple. No, you become a learner of Christ. And that's what God desires all of us to do. It's not just a few. God desires all of us to be disciples of Him, learners, followers of Christ. And we begin to look and see what He has to tell us, and we begin to saturate that and apply it to our lives. It is a day and age in which doctrine is being used and abused and misused in so many ways, and it's important for you to know why you believe what you believe and what you believe. And so we have a discipleship program, and we have a venue in which all can come freely, and what that is faithful form. During this time of Easter, we basically take a break for the choir to get ready and prepare for that. So this is kind of a break. If you want to come back in, get ready. You can just jump right in. We're going through doctrine in one class. We're going through the doctrine of finances in another. Actually, you're finishing that up. We've been talking about can you lose your salvation? And lately in the doctrine class, we've been talking about spiritual gifts. What does the Bible say about spiritual gifts? You need to know that. God wants you to not only practice your spiritual gift, but to use it to build up the body of Christ. There's only one reason for a spiritual gift, and that is that you might build somebody else up. Never does it say in Scripture that you have a spiritual gift to make yourself have warm fuzzies. The purpose for a spiritual gift, the purpose for that, is to edify the saints. And so we began to encourage people to look in these things and not necessarily train you in spiritual gifts, because I can't train you into a spiritual gift. Scripture is very clear about that, that the Spirit of God gives to each man just as He wills. So I actually have nothing to do with you having a spiritual gift. But what we do want to do is to recognize what the Spirit of God is doing in our lives. The question now is, how do we do that? And so we've been going through that. These are all necessary things for growth. And we want to all attain to that maturity in Jesus Christ. So, mandate for discipleship. We encourage you to jump on board. It really is for everybody. It's not just for an elite free few. It is for all those that desire to grow. Well, Father, we want to give You thanks for Your Word and how wonderful it is that we can go beyond childishness into the realm of maturity. that we can actually know what we believed. And as Paul would say, I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. We give you thanks in Jesus' name.